It's time to have Dean Brown on, our correspondent from Maine State Prison. Hey, Dean, what's happening?
Good morning, good morning. This is Dean O'Brien, live from the Maine State Prison. I got some sad news for you this week, though. We had a prisoner of mental health unit yesterday morning named Ryan Rideout. He was on suicide watch, and he died. He hung himself.
Now, how can somebody on suicide watch hang themselves?
Well, you'd have to find your way into the Maine State Prison Special Management Unit, and then it would work real easily. You know, if somebody in there had a balloon in their system with some tobacco or a couple of joints or something in it, they'd put him in a cell, and there'd be a guard sitting right outside his door watching him, waiting for him to go to the bathroom. They give him a pan to do it in so they can pick the balloon out. You ain't getting away with that, but when they take away your psychiatric medication and you're complaining to your treatment worker that you want to die, and they put you on suicide watch, and then, you know, a few days later, you end up killing yourself.
There's, I think, a really crummy story in the Bangor paper about this. But it says, oh, they were checking every half hour.
Yeah.
Well, there, that's great if somebody's on a suicide watch.
Yeah, and these people here say that if you're actually on suicide watch, it's every 15 minutes, but still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a cigarette in your butt, they'll get that. They'll make time to come get that. Adam Dupree was here. I actually got a copy of that article in my files. He was a good kid. A lot of us were working with him. He was going through a lot of anxiety issues, and he was taking Xanax, and was without problems, wasn't hoarding them and ODing on them or anything like that, like some folks do. He was just maintaining. We got him to come out in the population and get involved in sports and education and stuff, and then they took his meds from him. And he flipped out and hung himself. This man, Ryan Rideout, his half-brother's here, Ernest Gagnon. He's a good guy. If any listeners out there want to keep this family in their prayers, it would be appreciated. He's another youngster, and I spoke with him yesterday, and he told me that his mother had been in touch with his brother before this happened, and he complained that they had taken him off of his medication. So,
well, you know, if that can be proven...
It's a link. And here's another catcher. Last night, at around 6 o'clock or so, right before 6 o'clock, they locked us all down because a man named Charlie Miles hung himself. I don't know if he made it through the night or not. He had made an attempt not too long ago, but they locked down the whole prison last night for a few hours, because they wanted to make sure this wasn't going to spread like wildfire. You know, they got the guy, they took him out in an ambulance last night, so I don't know how well he's doing or how poorly he's doing or what damages.
And that's Charlie Miles you're talking about.
Charlie Miles, yeah. Mm. Another mental health patient. I mean, just stuck in the Supermax because that's how they want to treat him. For the most part, the response would be the officer who's assigned to that particular area does a round, notices the person hanging, and he calls for backup. The first thing they do, they get the sergeants to get every available person they can before they go into the cell. They suit up in riot gear before they go
in. Oh, come on, you mean when somebody is hanging?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Time is ticking by, and they're like putting on their jackboots.
Yeah, and shields and vests and helmets and getting people from outside the unit into response. So getting the door open from the time they discover you is going to take a good 10 minutes. That man just left here, George Millay, Sergeant Millay. He left a 7-page exit interview on what's wrong with this place. A copy of it's already been sent to you. You should have it, but, you know, this week or something. But you read this report, you will see what's wrong with this prison. You will see what's wrong with the administration. From a man with an education, he moved out and went to his probation and parole department in the hopes that he can still do the career that he loves.
How long was he working in the prison?
He's like 6 years here.
Okay, long enough to really know what's going on.
Yes, he was in the old place for a while, and then he here, and he mentions all that. You know, just how the system is working with the people on the top who, you know, they look out for people on the bottom. You don't mess with this guy on the bottom because he's my kid. You know, that's the daddy system, they call it. Like Josh Cookson, okay? He didn't die because this woman broke the rules and opened that door. And George Millay was the one who went in and pulled him down so he wouldn't die. and they put him on suicide watch. And there was a big, big thing about that, and it all came down to his medication. They took his medication. The guy committed a murder because of his mental state. He needed medication he wasn't being treated for. He comes to prison. You get one doctor says he needs this medication. You get a security officer says, I don't want him on that medication. Well, guess what they do? You know, they take him off the medication. And he made that attempt. Adam Dupuy, who succeeded in dying the year that we came out here, they had taken his medication away. James Thomas killed himself out here before we came out here. They had taken his medication away. You know, this kid now, you know, the word I'm getting from his family is that they had taken him off his medication.